And how do you refer around here to blue skin as white? The white man?
Yeah, it's just a white man.
And, you know, of any insulting terms that, say, the Negroes use against the white man?
Yeah, the pale face.
They're talking about pale face?
He's a white trash.
White trash.
I had that to happen here with the phone. Nigga talking on the phone. He said that white trash would be the slave the next time. And I can't tell you what I said to him. But I told him if it hadn't been for the slaves, we wouldn't have been aggravated with the so-and-so's over here now. When the slaves hadn't been brought here, we wouldn't have been aggravated with it. There wouldn't have been a burning. But I told him they'd take him off my part of the line.
Do they ever call white men crackers?
Yeah, crackers.
Now, I'm not sure about how people feel about that term.
We call the Georgia crackers. We came from North Carolina. These were Georgia crackers down here, you know.
Did you, was that an insult?
Well, we didn't use it as an insult. And in the army, you know, it was, if you're from Georgia, always an old Georgia cracker, you see. That's, I've been called a Georgia cracker many times. I spent a good while in the army.
Make you fight?
No, it didn't bother me. It was all through fun, you know.
One man said, well, there's nothing wrong with the word cracker, it's just like a nationality.
Yeah.
It means that you're from Georgia.
Yes. Don't.
And yet, I've heard other people, in North Georgia, you call a man a redneck, and
yes.
It doesn't go over too well. But cracker seems to be all right.
Yes, all right. So Georgia cracker, it's new insult.
And suppose a man has a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son just broke it carelessly. You might say, that man got awful
mad about him breaking his fishing rod or his pennant.
And suppose that he worked out all day, and at the end you might say, I'm really
tired today.
And if a little boy goes to school, and the school nurse sends him home because he became ill when he was there, or something other, really sick. You might say he what at school?
He got sick at school. Nurse said that. Teacher sent him home.
Did the folks around here ever say took sick or he got sick?
Yeah, well, got sick is a phrase they would use.
And if a person has a sick feeling here, you say you feel sick.
Oh, I'm sick of my stomach.
And after a wedding, the friends of the bride and groom might follow them for a while, make a lot of noise, beat pans or blow horns or something. What do they call that?
Well, I just don't. I don't remember because I've never been in on one of those.
I've gotten several terms. The term around here seems to be serenade. Does that sound...
Serenade used to be around here. It was after they married and go in at night, you know, and ride the husband on the rail. That was serenade.
That's serenade.
Yeah.
In North Carolina, did you ever have a different term?